And now, the life of Mary Sellers. Max has decided to sell his interest in Sanders to Gerald Proust. He feels that with public sentiment against him, he might as well salvage what he can before he is forced out. The money he receives will pay for his sister Phyllis's operation. This is a very serious step, because it means he must take Mary and her two babies and leave the town of Sanders for good. Max didn't take Mary into his confidence when he made this decision. Now, as he is concluding his deal with Bruce, Mary has accidentally learned that Jeffrey Barton, head of a large Chicago corporation, is seeking a site for his new factory. This is exactly the opportunity Max needs. If he could influence Barton to build in Sanders, his troubles would be over. Mary is still trying to reach Max on the phone to tell him this all-important news. Proust, however, is too busy to bother answering his phone. Here they are. Max leaning forward on his chair as he prepares to sign the papers. Proust hovering over him, anxious for the important signature. The phone is still ringing.
The phone here on this line, Max Sanders.
Yeah.
Here's my fountain pen.
Well, here goes everything. Hey, what's wrong with this thing? It don't write.
Yes? Impossible. That's an excellent fountain pen.
Well, maybe a good pen, but it's kind of dry.
Well, how can that be? I told my butler. Tattersall. Where is that man?
Well, I don't know where he is, but... Hey, for the love of Mike, answer that phone, will you? I'm kind of edgy today, and phones ring and drive me nuts.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Hello. Who is this? Well, yes, Mr. Sanders.
Mary. How did she know I was here?
Well, he's very busy. I'll tell him to call you back later.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Don't hang up. I'll talk to her.
Oh, all right. Here. I'll have this pen filled.
Now, direct me. Hello, Mary. Say, how'd you know where I was?
Well, Mr. Proust phoned after you left. He said he was expecting you.
Well, what do you want, Mary?
Well, I can't tell you over the phone, dear. Can you come home right away?
Well, gosh, not right away. I got some business to finish here.
Oh, Max, I don't know what you're doing, but my intuition tells me something very important.
Yeah.
Promise not to do anything final till you hear what I have to tell you.
Well, I can't, Mary. Gee, everything's ready for me to...
Please, Max. Remember what we said about miracles?
Miracles?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Have you found one?
I think so. I hope so. Oh, darling, hurry. I can hardly wait to tell you.
Well, I'll see. I'll be along a little while. So long, Kurt.
Well, here. I filled the pen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, say, that's good. Say, listen, Mr. Bruce. Do you believe in miracles?
Miracles?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes, I suppose I do believe in them.
You do?
For instance, it was a miracle that you finally decided you weren't the man to be at the head of a town like Sanders.
Yeah, well, maybe it was a miracle when that pen ran dry.
Miracle, nothing. That was negligence. Stupid negligence. Tattersall will certainly hear about it.
Oh, now, listen, don't be tough on the guy.
That will be my affair. Now, if you're ready to sign...
Well, I don't know if I ought it.
What?
Well, not today, anyhow. First that pen went dry, and then Mary called. You see, I got the heebie-jeebies.
This is ridiculous. Why, everything is ready. I have the money right here.
I know it sounds kind of wacky, but I play hunches, and this is one of them.
Hunches?
Yeah.
Hunches may be all right at the gambling table, but they have no place in business.
Well, Mary don't want me to do nothing until I see her.
Oh, women are always trying to interfere.
Well, Mary ain't like that. I'm the boss in my shack.
Oh. I hope you're not inferring that I'm not.
No. Keep your shirt on, pal. No, I didn't say a word. I guess we're both kind of jumpy, huh?
Who wouldn't be with this on-again, off-again business?
Yeah.
Max Sanders, my patience has reached a breaking point. Are you or are you not going to sign this agreement?
Well, I'm probably going to sign it all right, but not today. There's been too many funny Amens.
You don't mean Omens?
Omens, Amens, what's the difference? You see, it's getting me kind of leery. First of all, the fountain pen was dry just when I was going to put my John Hancock on the paper.
That was Tattersall's fault. What I tell that man. For the life of me, I can't understand why Henrietta keeps him.
Well, he looks classy in those fancy-colored breeches that she has him rigged out in.
You think I pay a man because his pants look well on him?
Well, you know, you might get a butler whose pants sagged at the knees.
It would certainly be preferable to one whose brain sagged.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now, how in thunder did we get on this subject of pants anyhow?
Well, you see, we were talking about the fountain pen, and...
Oh, I know.
Yeah, but listen, you can't skip over that call from Mary, you know. She had something on her mind.
Rubbish.
Huh?
Women generally have. I've always thought it was a mistake on the Lord's part to give them minds in the first place. They're always using them.
Well, now, I can't speak for your wife, pal, but as far as Mary's concerned, when she has an idea, it's usually a bulldog. So I'm going home and see what that miracle of hers really is before I do anything else.
And when you fly right up to the ceiling, Max doesn't get here pretty soon. Oh, if you'll only see this the way I do. Well, if Mr. Barton built a factory here, the whole town would prosper.
Hi there. Hey, is this Miracle
Alley? Max! Oh, Max, you'll never know how anxious I've been for you to get here.
Well, honey, I'm all set for that miracle.
Well, now that you're here, I don't know how to begin.
Hmm?
It's all mixed up with Jimmy playing book salesman and Mr. Barton's briefcase and...
Hey, now look, this had better be good. You know, old man Proust was sore as a wet hen when I walked out on
him. Oh, I'm sorry, but I felt this was important enough to call you.
I see.
Now, I'll begin at the beginning.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Oh, here, dear, let's sit down.
Yeah, before you fall down. Oh, I never saw you so excited.
Oh, I can't help it. Well, you see, Mr. Barton left his briefcase on the living room table, and Jimmy and Susan opened it.
Oh, those kids get in everything.
Well, this time I'm glad.
Yeah?
I'd never have dreamed of reading Mr. Barton's personal papers, but they were scattered all over the place.
And you read a guy's personal mail? Shame on me. What did it say?
Now, I wasn't snooping, but I just couldn't help reading it.
Yeah, I see.
Jimmy had everything all spread out.
Now, I'll take your word for it, sir.
Well, it wasn't mail. There were reports, statistics, and factory plans.
Which makes which?
Which makes a miracle.
Huh?
Max, listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeffrey Barton's looking for a good town to build a new factory.
What?
That's what he's doing in Williamsport, checking up on its possibilities as a factory site.
Hey, what's the matter with Sanders?
Nothing's the matter with Sanders. That's it. It's perfect.
Sure. Why, look at the water power we got. And all the good health.
And the clinic and the railroad and all the land.
Sure.
Oh, Max, don't you see? Don't you realize what this means?
Well, sure,
it's
I realize.
The town's opportunity, our opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh, darling, Mr. Barton's coming back here to pick up his car.
Yeah.
And if you'd see him in, talk to him. I know you could sell him on Sanders.
Well?
Just think, Max. Max Sanders negotiating with Mr. Jeffrey Barton to build a million-dollar factory in his hometown.
Golly.
It'll certainly be a satisfaction to fool all those I told you so.
Yeah.
Oh, sweetheart, you must try to put it through.
Gee, Mary, I'll try. Sure, I'll try. Gosh.
What's the matter, dear?
Say, I gotta tell you something, Toot.
What, Max?
Mary, you know, I was getting ready to quit. I was gonna sell out and get the things for Phyllis and Daddy and... Then you and me would pack up and, well, we'd just blow, I guess.
Darling, do you mean you plan to leave Sanders?
Well, that was the general idea. See, Proust was giving me $10,000 for my stock, and making myself scarce was part of the deal, too.
And that was where you were getting the money for Phyllis and Daddy's taxes.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't have to do that if Mr. Barton built here. Your stock would be valuable.
Oh, sure, Toot. Say, if we can swing a deal like that, why, I'll be able to get all I need for six. Gosh, honey, everything was just about on its last legs, and then you had to find the miracle.
It was God's will, dear.
Well, maybe so, but you know what, Mary? I would have sworn that pen had ink in it until I spoke to you.
Nothing will ever convince Max that Mary didn't wave some kind of a wand to stop him from signing that paper. Well, thank goodness he didn't, because now he has a fighting chance to make the money he needs for Phyllis without sacrificing his whole future. We say a fighting chance because million-dollar business deals aren't negotiated in a minute. It will take plenty of brilliant maneuvering on the part of everyone to entice Jeffrey Barton to build his factory in Sanders.